11:21 a.m. on Sunday, maritime morning continues. Yucky weather around the region, so I'm glad you are spending part of your day with us. Hopefully we'll keep you snugly and warm. Maybe you're cuddled up with a dog. If you take your dog for a walk and, you know, maybe your dog's a little uptight. Maybe your dog's sick. Maybe your dog is a little antisocial. And you want people to just hang back a bit. Stay away. Just, you know, my dog's going through some stuff. Doesn't really want to be around people that much. But, of course, you have to take the dog outside for a walk unless you want to mess inside. How do you tell other people that your dog needs some space? You know who knows? It's Tara Pilardi. Hello, Tara.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How about you?
I hear you're having as much weather as we are. So I'm curled up at home with my dog.
Oh, perfect. Perfect. So, Tara, if we want to let people know that our dog needs some space, what do you and the Yellow Dog Project suggest we do?
So we've come up with an idea of putting a yellow ribbon. We've also had people give us photos of yellow T-shirts on their dog, a yellow bandana, a yellow collar, a yellow leash, a yellow backpack. Yellow is kind of the theme, obviously. And when they see or another person sees the yellow, it's a signal to please give my dog some space. It's not a, my dog's aggressive. It's, you know, my dog just needs a space.
Now, if I saw a dog with a yellow T-shirt and yellow bandana, I would think that's a dog version of Hulk Hogan, and I definitely would give it some space. Where did this program start?
Actually, it started in Red Deer, Alberta, so it's a Canadian project.
Nice.
Yeah, and I actually started with a few clients doing a class working with their dogs who, some of them were dogs that when they had gone to the park previously, they had been attacked by other dogs, so now they had nervousness around dogs.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them are puppies in our kindergarten class who are so excited to meet another person. They're jumping up all over those people. Well, of course, for kids and people with nice dress clothing, that's intimidating for kids, and it can ruin your dress clothing. So some of the puppies ended up wearing yellow ribbons.
Sure.
And it was a Facebook group just with some of my clients. And by the end of, so that was in September, by the end of 2012, we had about 6,000 followers on our Facebook group. And I just checked yesterday, we have 11,000 now.
I went to your website, and I see this is spread well beyond Alberta and is now around the world.
Yep. That was, we hit 45 countries by November last year. So we started in September, we hit 45 countries by November.
This is amazing.
It's funny how much a little idea like that can change someone's day. We have emails coming in all the time. Oh, my gosh, I can't believe I never thought of this. Thank you so much. My dog needs this. You know, we were attacked at the dog park, or my dog has had surgery. My dog has scoliosis, so something you won't even see on the outside. And I need to tell people, my dog doesn't want to say hi. So we get hundreds of emails.
I went looking around the web last night for more on this, and found some interesting comments. Somebody says, this is wonderful. I have a dog that's great with people but doesn't really like other dogs. Owners will constantly just walk up to me with their dog saying, he's friendly, without letting me get out that my dog isn't toward other dogs. If this catches on, says this author, I will most definitely help continue the trend.
I guess
it's only as effective as people understand it, though. I mean, if you have to get a broad understanding that this is what it means, otherwise the yellow ribbon's not going to mean something to people.
Exactly, and that's where right now we're organizing basically a representative in every country, state, province, etc., whatever they have, to go to pet expos, to go to meetings and dog parks and vets and pet stores to get the message out and promote it so that that's the local representative rather than me fielding calls from all over the place.
Why a yellow ribbon?
So red is a color that's often associated with stop, danger,
mm-hmm.
right? Stop signs, red lights. And I don't want to say to these dogs, to these people, that this is an aggressive dog. And that's not the point of the project at all. It's a, whoa, hold on, you have to ask first. Because there are lots of people who forget to ask. I have been, and now I have two dogs of my own. One happens to be a dog who's had surgery and doesn't look like he would be a yellow ribbon dog. He looks totally normal. But you go into the vet clinic, and he gets a little nervous, and that's where his yellow ribbon comes in handy. And I have kids or people who are in the vet clinic, and they're like, oh, your dog is beautiful, as they're reaching out to pet him. Mm-hmm. And so I have to go, hold on. Did you even ask? Did you even think that my dog doesn't want to say hi? And they don't. A lot of people just assume that because my dog is as friendly as your dog, of course they must be pettable or approachable. And so it's a huge help for people who can't get that message out immediately to see this yellow is, hold on, did you ask? Right? Think about it first. And yellow is something, no one has yellow leashes, no one has yellow collars, so it's not forcing anyone to change the collars or leashes that they already have. People have yellow, green, black, red, blue, the fancy flowery ones, stuff like that, but there's not a lot of yellow leashes and collars. So that's why yellow.
Have veterans groups got on your case at all?
Not veterans groups at all.
Oh.
No. Individual people have, actually I fielded an email from a gentleman the other day saying, you know, this is such a military thing. And, you know, I've never had anyone from the military ever say anything. I've never had military wives or anybody that way saying, you know, don't use our color. Even if you go on Wikipedia and you look up yellow, and I did a lot of research when I did the project. If you look on Wikipedia, it talks about what yellow means in different countries, and it's not all military all the time.
Oh, of course. And you know, yellow kind of makes sense to me, because I've always thought the term yellow dog meant somebody who was a bit of a coward anyway. So the idea of it being a symbol of a dog that might be timid and needs some space, it seems natural to me.
Well, and it's not even a dog that is timid. Like I said, you could have the overexcited puppy.
Sure.
Who you're training them not to jump on you. That's a yellow dog.
Neat.
You know, you can take the ribbon off when they're old enough to understand not to jump on people, but until that point, at least someone is helping you train your dog, kind of thing.
Excellent idea. I hope to see it catch on. Tara Pilardi, can people find you at theyellowdogproject.com?
They can.
Perfect. All the best. We'll tell people to check you out. That's Tara Pilardi calling us all the way from Alberta about the Yellow Dog Project. So if you see a yellow ribbon, T-shirt, bandana on a dog, give it some space. Just let it be. Harv is next with sports on Maritime Morning.